When Jeff Wells heads into the woods, he hears things most of us don't.
That super high-pitched sound. That's a Blackburnian warbler.
Not background noise, but discrete individual voices.
That's a chipping sparrow, one of our smaller sparrows. Bright red cap, and they have a trill that's, again, one of the most common summer sounds of, well, not just Maine, but much of the U.S. It's kind of a trilling sound.
It's about 7 in the morning, and I've met Wells at Wolf's Neck Park in Freeport. But he says you don't have to go to a special place right now to find migrating birds. They're everywhere.
I have this little park near my office in Gardner. It's only like 100 feet by 200 feet square, and it's been packed with warblers the past 2 weeks. But this is a great place kind of year-round because it has ocean and forests and a little mix of habitats. That was a black-throated green warbler. ZZZ2Z right behind us just then.
Wells gives me a lesson in spotting birds. Look for the trees that are just budding.
Right now with the migration in full swing, the birds are keying in on the trees that have just either are just flowering or where the leaves have just come out, because that's where the insects are most abundant. And so as the season progresses, they'll change from one type of tree to another. And it's just really amazing. Like, to us, we just sort of think of the forest as all being the same, but what they are, the birds are going around and finding these little islands of habitat almost.
At the shoreline, we see osprey, eiders, loons, black ducks, and something Jeff gets pretty excited about, a long-tailed duck preening its elegant, narrow tail.
It's a bird that winters down here on our coast and then flies up to the Arctic to nest, and this one's still hanging around waiting for it to thaw out way up there, I suppose, before it heads back.
The collection of birds from far-flung corners of this world make this one spot a place of remarkable diversity. Some of the warblers in the trees behind us have just arrived after an epic journey from Central America. These ducks are about to depart for the Arctic, but right now they are all here in the same place in Maine. As we head out of Wolf's Neck Park, we run into park employee John Cook.
That dead birch tree?
I do.
And you can see the nest right up there?
Who pays close attention to the birds in the park. He shows us a dead birch tree with a pileated woodpecker nest and tells us about last summer when a storm knocked down a big osprey nest.
This happened on Friday, and on Sunday we were building the box back up. So yeah, it was really great that we found the two chicks that were missing and they're successfully put back into the nest. That was our highlight for last summer.
Jeff Wells listens intently. He's used to this. People are always telling him their bird stories.
Almost everybody has a story about birds that they follow or enjoy. You know, they'll say, oh, I'm not a birder, but I really love the cardinal and I watch the osprey and I have this bald eagle nest that I've been following and I feed the birds. And you know, I think of it seems almost more like almost everybody is a birder, really.
For MPBN News, I'm Jennifer Rooks.